like you. And now I'm unclean. Sister. And my sister and I used to play all the time. And my mom and my dad. And my dad was, oh, he was so loving. But then one day, as I grew older, I noticed a spot on my arm. It was like a sore. And I went and I showed my mom. And the look that was on her face was just, I didn't know what was going on. It was just a sore. Then she called my father. And my father came in and he saw the mark that was on my arm. Took me right away to the priest. And I was nervous. I had never gone any place like that. And he took me to the priest, and the priest took my arm and he looked and he said, "I can't tell. Put her in the room." And they put me in this dark room by myself. For 7 days I sat there by myself. No one to talk to. No one to share. And then the priest came and got me out again, and he looked at the spot on my arm, and it had gotten bigger, and the hair in the sun turned white. And he says to my father, "She has it. You know what you must do." And he took me that place, and he took me to the end of town. I never saw my mother and sister again. He took me to the end of town and he took my clothes and gave me rags like this to wear. And he says, "You have leprosy. You cannot be with us anymore. You can't enter the town. You can't come close. And when you see anyone, you have to cover your mouth and cry out, 'Unclean! Unclean!' so that they don't come near to you. Because they might catch it too. Unclean!" And he left me on the outside of town. And he said, "You can't come back." And I cried, "I haven't done anything. Why this? Lord, why is this happening to me? I've done nothing wrong. Why? Why me, Lord? Why is this happening to me?" And my father left me there. I tried to get back into town, but every time I come close, the town people would holler out, "Leper! Leper! Leper!" And they'd throw stones at me and drive me away. After a while, I found some other folks who were like me. They lived in this place. It was kind of a where an old stream bed had gone through, you know, and it was down deep in the ground. And there was a woman there who became my friend. And she took me under her arm and said, "Come be with me." And I went there. And for the longest time we lived there, and there were other people there, just like me. We couldn't have anything to eat. We couldn't grow anything. We had to rely on the charity of others. But it was way up high. And we couldn't get things. And what they would do is they would come with a basket, and they would take the scraps from their table, and they put it in the basket, and they tie a rope to it, and they lower it down to us. And when somebody came with a basket of food, we all hurried up and tried to get the food out of the basket, because that's all there was for all of us. And some of the things I saw, you know what leprosy does to you? It's a disease that attacks you physically. And it eats away at your body. And your fingers fall off and rot. There was a man there whose nose was gone. And toes were gone. And it was just like we were just waiting to die. Rocking away. One night, I was there with my sister, friend. And when I woke up the next morning, I reached over and touched her, awake. And she was dead. And they had a fire, and they took her out, and they threw her body on the fire to burn it. Because nobody would have anything to do with it. Or me. And again, I was all alone. One day, my sister came. And I saw her up on top of the bank where they lowered the food down. And I could tell it was her. It had been a long time, but I knew it was her. And she called out to me, "Rebecca! Rebecca! Father died!" I couldn't go to her. I couldn't hold her. I couldn't do anything. I went to where they were going to bury my father, and I stood off, way away. That he cast demons out of somebody. And he cured the sick. And then we heard he gave sight to the blind. And all of us in that place, we decided, what do we have to lose? We were going to go see him. We were going to try to go see him. But we couldn't come close because we knew if we come close, they would stone us. So we went to that place. And we were standing by the road. And we waited, and we waited, and we waited, just for a glimpse that maybe we could get a chance to see him. Before long, he came walking by with his friends. And we all hollered out, "Jesus! Jesus! Heal us, Jesus!" And we kept calling out, "Jesus!" And it looks like his friends were not happy that we were doing that, because we were disrupting what was going on. But we kept hollering, "Jesus!" It's the only thing we could do. We had nothing else to do. We couldn't Jesus! Then he stopped. He turned around and he looked at us. And he hollered back to us, "Go run! Run! Show yourself to the priest! Run!" Because that's what you do when you have leprosy. If you get some healing, you show yourself to the priest again so he can declare you clean. And you can come back. So we ran, and we ran, and we ran, and we ran. And as I was running, I noticed I could feel something happening. And as I was running, and all of a sudden, I was being healed. I was being healed. And I ran back to him. And I fell at his feet. And I thanked him for healing me. And he put his hand on me. And he said, he says, "You are healed." And he said, "Weren't there 10 that were healed? How come only one came back? And it was a Samaritan, not the Samaritan. I'm not even Jewish." I went back and was able to meet and find my mother. And I came running. And my mom just, at first was like this. My sister, she hugged me. And my mom hugged me. And I was back together with my family. Ever since that day, I've been following him. Wherever he goes, I follow him. And I tell everybody, "Look what he's done. Look what he did for me." There are many kinds of leprosy in this world. Some leprosy in this world attack our bodies. And there's others that attack our souls. Body ones are the easy ones. It's the ones that attack your soul out of the heart. The ones that need healing deep inside, because you know somehow you're different. You're being eaten. Jesus not only cured the outside, he cures the inside. Now, if we're honest, if we're really honest with ourselves, all of us have something inside us that makes us feel like we're unclean. Should you be wearing this and going unclean? Unclean? Is it a belief? Is it something you've done? Is it something you should have done that goes unclean? Jesus wants you to be whole. He wants you to be clean. to live as an outcast. And wants us all to live as a family. But you got to be the one first to go say, Jesus. Jesus, heal me. Samaritan woman.